covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
Wow, you don't get something from nothing. You get freedom for free. You won't get wise with the sleeves still in your eyes, no matter what your dream might be.
All right, hotline is open. 888-900-9966. I'll crack it open for you. We got a couple of calls on the last couple of topics, so why not? Feel free. Be somebody. The phone number, 888-900-9966. That's 888-900-9966. The Common Sense Hotline. Ellis on the line from Grand Rapids. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve.
Good to have you.
Comment is basically, it's like a Sunni Shiite thing. You know, the U.S. kind of siding with Saudi Arabia, who are mainly Sunnis, and Iran Shiites, and Assad the Alawite, former Shiite. But, you know, was Muhammad a Sunni or a Shia? You know, what are they fighting about? That's my commoner question.
What are we fighting about? It's a good question, Ellis. I mean, here's the thing. At the end of the day, aren't you a little bit embarrassed that Vladimir Putin is dictating to America, this is what you will do? Don't you seem a little unsettled by that?
Embarrassed is one adjective I would use. There's other ones, but he needs a warm water port on the Mediterranean, you know, and if Assad goes, he says, like Crimea, we need these warm water ports.
Yeah.
And if the U.S. wants to, you know, but the planes flying over Syria, that's a major issue if they tell us to get out.
Which is exactly what just happened. So my point being is, so you're going to have MiG-25s, you know, and F-16s commingling, you know, talk about a recipe for disaster.
Okay. What about China sending an aircraft carrier or something over there, I read yesterday?
Yeah, you know, through the Suez.
I didn't read the news today yet.
Yeah, they're sending, the Chinese now have a blue water navy, which includes flat tops. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, put it all in.
I want to hear other people's comments, so I'm going to get going here.
All right. Alice, thanks for chiming in.
Okay, bye.
There you have it, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. And we'll keep right on down the list. We've got John on the line in Portage. John, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. We are in a mess with the Russians dictating to us, but the problem we're in is those that have been a long time in government in one sense or another, including our current governor, get things all mixed up and backwards. Now, the present governor of Michigan, Rich Snyder, wants to bring in refugees. Now, we're about facing a war. We have a tremendous deficit, and we've got the governor of a state who isn't busy enough with things, so that he now wants to get involved with the refugee issue and the immigration issue.
Do you think we should have anything to do with the refugees or the immigration issue, or should that just be, you know, up to the Middle East, up to the Europeans to deal with? What is your take on it overall, John?
Well, my analysis is that those that have been long-standing in government, including Kasich, who's been there since age 26, and I know you have you see a lot of favorable things. I don't say that you select him, but you see a lot of favorable things to him, and I don't see a lot of favorable things. I see him as a big government guy, and I see Snyder as a big government guy, even though I supported Snyder.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you something,
John. Evil of lessers.
This is really important. Let me ask you this. Did you vote for Mitt Romney?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, then Mitt Romney, the guy that brought, you know, government health care from Massachusetts, isn't he a big government guy as well?
Well, allow me to say it again, the evil of lessers.
Well, that's my point. So I guess my question to you is, if Kasich's on the ticket, if he wins through, for example, would you support him?
Oh, sure.
That's my question. I appreciate it. John, thanks for checking in.
Would I support him? I'm not foolish, but I would also support a third-party candidate if I thought the third-party candidate was good.
Well, yeah, but the problem with that is third-party candidates have only ever hurt Republicans. It was true in 1912,
well,
when Teddy Roosevelt did it.
I understand that. I understand that. But if the Republican and the Democrat equal what we currently have in government on both sides, okay, I'll cast my dissent vote.
Right, but the problem with that thinking, John, in my estimation, is that casting a dissent vote usually is a vote for the Democrats. I mean, Bill Clinton won the White House twice, the only guy in the 20th century to win the White House twice, and never got 50% of the vote. And you want to know why? Because people cast votes like yours, saying, you know, a dissent vote or whatever you want to call it. That's why Bill Clinton was president twice without ever getting 50% of the vote.
I think part of what you say is right, but there is a part of it that isn't right. And part of it was that the Republicans never attacked Bill Clinton on where he was weak, about his slickness, where he was trying to deceive people. They never called him Slick Willie. They never attacked him on that basis and all. They gave him a pass.
I mean, everybody attacked him on that. I mean, he never got 50%.
That's right.
But the reason he never got 50% and became the president not once but twice, it's because of protest votes just like that. John, I got to run, my friend. Thank you for checking in. It's 24 after the hour. The phone number here. We might be able to sneak one more in if we had a chance. 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. And historically speaking, it's always the same. Third-party candidates generally hurt the Republican. It was true when Teddy Roosevelt ran in 1912. It was certainly true when Ross Perot ran in 1992. I mean, I suppose you could say that George Wallace helped Richard Nixon get elected, and you could dissect that. George Wallace carried, what, 7 states in 1968? Something like that. And Richard Nixon won, but then Richard Nixon won in a tremendous landslide in 1972. So all it requires is some reading of some unrevised history, some actual history. You might be well served, by the way. I do this sometimes. Go find older history books, not ones that are online. And see what people are writing about history in 1960 or 70 or 80 and look at actual history books that weren't indoctrinated and impregnated with garbage like they are today, or revised and revamped to fit a narrative that was not true then and certainly isn't true today. You know, you're well served to read and check your sources is my point. Make sure you read good sources and have good information, because if it's not good information coming in, how could it possibly be good information on the way out the backside? 25 after on a Wednesday. It's the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back.